story. Somewhere there in the inner chambers, political chambers of the great empire, I already started drafting a little bit on that. There are these people sitting, talking, you know, how do we best, that's the general discussion they have in these kind of meetings that we now are peeking into. How do we do best, you know, defend our interests in the world? Well, you know, after the Cold War, we are now the world empire. And there are these others over there in the East who compete with us about that. And problem is that they are big and they have most of the natural resources that we need. So what to do? And then you have the lady there saying, easy, color revolution always works. And someone says, you seriously think that we could replace the government of that great power? Give me a break. And then she says, she's smart, you know, and at least she appears that, wants to appear that way. So no, proxy, we know, you know how that works. Color revolution in that nearby country and then we'll lure the big one into that to attack them because there are many of their people speaking their language, living there in their neighbor. And there are these nationalists there that hate those. Well, they're basically Nazis, but we know how to use all kinds of extremists and justifies the means, right? So, they will attack, invade, to protect their people, you see, they're living in the East there. And then we are ready to release our campaign and tell the entire world that they are the evil personified, and we should all fight them. So in other words, we should get into military combat with another superpower. Well, they are not so much superpower as they may look. Basically, just a big gas station of some resources. But we can defeat them, and our secret weapon is not weapons on a battlefield, but sanctions. And then you have this president sitting there saying, yeah, well, you know, that sounds good. Don't want to be, go to war and kill a lot of our people. and have someone invade us here. Well, it's hard to invade us, you know, we're a fortress in the ocean. So, well, let's do it then. And then we will see. And I don't know if this... Oops. I don't know if this is too political. But something along that line, we could disguise it a little bit more, make it more generalized and fitting our story. But, you know, and then you have this lady that is saying, you know, I think it's... And maybe the lady is talking openly there, that I think it's much better if that country is divided up into smaller ones. It's easier to manage. That kind of thing. Little quotes there that actually come from the situation of the world today. And then what happens is that they realize in another meeting that, oops, it didn't work. And the leader of that little country, who's an actor that they put there, so another genius move from that lady or whoever, he's asking for money, money, money. You promised us you will protect us. We need more money, more weapons. And maybe even, you know, we will have one of those big leaders, yeah, Boris Johnson-likeish, who is speaking openly like that. Yeah, no, you should fight to the last, you know, whoever, what the country's name is, Ian. And glory to you, fighting for democracy and freedom. You will go to history, and this kind of talk. But then it doesn't work. And then again, meeting there, the big ones in the empire in that room. Five corner room, whatever it is, could bring in some little esoteria into it just to make it more mind boggling. So they're sitting there, and they're, you know, the reports from the financial people and from the military people saying that, well, actually, you know, we spent so much money into it. And so how is the success, says the president? Well, seriously, not that much. And anyway, they come to the conclusion that we are now not defending our interests in the world. Rather, we are depleting our resources. We don't have much weapons left. What? I thought we had half of the world's military. Well, expenses, yes, says the other one. That's another thing. The other ones have lots of cheap weapons, and we have some expensive ones. It's very fancy, but expensive to make and difficult to make. Oops. The president said we need to pull out all of this. And then that lady who came up with the idea of splitting up and defeating that big superpower in a few weeks, she's fired. Well, you just put you in another office somewhere. Don't worry. our public humiliation, but you gotta go. And who's gonna take care of this? Take him over there. He knows how to do these things. So then maybe that president goes and meets the other president and you know, sorry, you know, we kind of got a little edgy here. The persons who did it, they're not anymore with us, and it was the former, previous president who did it. So they're kind of, so how are we going to fix this now? We can fix it this way, that way. But now, what happens is that, and this could be interesting if we can put it right, again, mass formation kicked in. And that enormous and well-crafted, because it was well-crafted, narrative propaganda campaign that was planned very well and released all over the world to get the whole world to line up against that other, you know, the enemy, the evil superpower there. It still goes on. It has created that bubble where facts do not matter anymore. So we show that bubble there, and so many countries now are stuck in that, and you can't get them out of it. So the ones who created the bubble in the first place can't remove it. Why? Because if they now go out in the media and say that, you know, it was we who did this, and or, you know, the predecessor of me, says the president, then no one will listen, and they would think, you know, he is crazy, they are crazy too. Now we have to fight this ourselves. And as this mass formation involves and leads to, intelligence goes out the window. There is not about facts anymore, but that fantasy, that kind of narrative, and yes, we have to all fight the evil together. It's like religious fanaticism. And they are also inspired and get into that, and it becomes a big mess there. And that can lead up to the most terrible world war the Earth has ever seen. Because they are now starting to bring out their nuclear warheads and mount them on their missiles and intercontinental robots and all of that. So, yeah.